This is audio number 4, chakra balancing meditation. Now, as you get into a comfortable position, let all your cares go. That's right. Take a big breath in, hold it, and now breathe out. And again, this time breathing in self-confidence and breathing out self-doubt. Now find a spot on the wall that you can look at casually. And as you look at that spot, allow your peripheral vision to open. Good. And do your eyes have a tendency to want to blink? Do they blink once or twice? Or will they flutter? Or will they close completely as your relaxation deepens? Because your unconscious mind wants to dream. And your conscious mind can only wander as your unconscious mind wanders, because there is nowhere to go right now, but know where you are going. Now that you are completely relaxed, I'm going to ask you to focus on your 7 chakras. Let's start with the root chakra. This is the base of your spine. This is your most primal chakra, in charge of security and your protection. It's also in charge of elimination. So ask yourself, what is it that you need to let go of? Will you be safe when you reach your normal weight? What is it that you feel right now? If you notice something or if a memory comes to the surface, make a mental note of it. In the meantime, you can let go of any emotion as you focus on the color red. Red is the color of the root chakra. Say to yourself, I will be safe and secure at my normal weight. Allow the chakra to open and see it spinning like a red rubber ball. The location of the next chakra is about 2 inches below your navel. It is your sexual chakra. Ask yourself about your relationships. How will your relationships change when you reach your normal weight? Who will benefit and who will not? Does your weight incorrectly represent a friend to you? Will you lose that friend when you let go of the weight? Does loss of weight represent loss in another area of your life? Are you overweight so that you do not have to face responsibility of healing your relationship with your spouse? What would it be like to heal that relation? There's a golf expression that says that every golf shot pleases someone. Are there family members who may pick on you as you reach your normal weight? What about co-workers who will be jealous of your success? Visualize your positive response. Feel the empowerment in your body and hear the words that you express. And allow that sexual chakra to spin in a beautiful orange. The sexual chakra influences your creativity. Ask yourself what you will create in other areas of your life as the obsession with food is released and gives you the time and energy you need to dream and create. See the orange color fill the chakra and watch it spin, an orange setting sun. The solar plexus chakra is in the stomach. How fitting, you may say. It functions as the center of your power. So ask yourself, when have you given up your power in relation to food? Ask yourself, who is driving the bus? What is it that has happened that has left you feeling powerless? Know that it's just a feeling. You always have your power. You just have to reclaim it. Release any blockages now as you watch the chakra open and spin in a brilliant yellow. Visualize your goals written in front of you, all highlighted in yellow. You are moving toward them. They are your focus. Take all the energy now from the root, sexual, and solar plexus chakras and bring it up to your heart chakra in the middle of your chest. Love, love, love. It's all about love, and the color is green. Self-love is God-given. It is your divine right. Forgive yourself right now for all those times that you've not loved yourself. The shame and guilt have no function. They rob you of yourself. You were born magnificent, and you still are. As you pull all the energies from the lower chakras into the heart chakra, watch it open and spin in a magnificent green. If you notice any blockages, make a mental note, but remind yourself that love conquers all. Watch the chakra open and spin. Let's bring all that loving energy now into the throat chakra. This is the center of your communication. How do you communicate with those around you? How do you communicate with Mother Earth? How do you communicate with the animal kingdom? What is it that you need to learn about communication? What is it that you need to say? Say it now to yourself. Focus your attention and allow the energy to fill the chakra and allow it to spin in a beautiful blue. Again, notice any blockages in your communication. Say what you need to say and hear yourself speaking those words. Say whatever it is that you have been holding back. Visualize yourself communicating with others easily and effortlessly. And as soon as the throat chakra is open, you may take all the energies from your spinning chakras to your forehead and focus your attention on your third eye. Your third eye chakra, which is located in the middle of your forehead, between your eyes. The chakra is your intuition and opens you to the psychic world. Give permission to open up your intuition as you listen through that portal to the sound on my Tibetan bowl. Feel the sound in your forehead now. You have turned on the pineal gland. It will whisper to you. Trust that whisper as you watch the chakra spin in a brilliant indigo. Purple is the color of change. As you open the chakra, you give yourself permission to trust your inner voice and proceed with enthusiasm and renewed energy towards your goals. Situations that used to baffle you will now become easy for you. A piece of cake not eaten, perhaps. The next chakra is at the top of your head. It is the only chakra that does not have a hormonal gland associated with it. This is the crown chakra, and it is your connection to the cosmic consciousness, your spiritual self, your higher self, or the divine, your God. It's the fastest spinning of the chakras, and its color is violet. Pull up all the energy from the lower chakras into the crown chakra. Note any blockages and let them go, because there never has been anything between you and your divine self. You are one and will always be that way. God is within you. Feel all your chakras spinning now and notice that they are all the same size. If you see any size discrepancies, make a mental note. All the energy of your chakras is now combined into a violet cover and coming out of the top of your head into the cosmos like a fountain. Its energy sprinkles down through and around you, circulating the energy in every cell, every fiber of your body. You notice that there is a very thin film that separates your body from the world around you. Your energy is outside your body and is your aura. You marvel at the energy within you and you realize that you are one with your God and one with the universe. You intuitively understand the oneness of it all. You also notice at this time if there are any blocks. Are there cords that attach you to unresolved issues from a family member who may be deceased? This is your opportunity to cut those cords. Say what you need to say. Feel what you need to feel and see yourself cutting the cords. That person will always be with you but has no direct control over you anymore. The cord is cut. You must cut the cord so that you can experience the oneness of it all. You are now one with the universe. It is now your time to release your intention into the universe. Have that your goals spring directly from the top of your crown chakra into the universe. Visualize all the resources you need to achieve your goal. That's right. Allow yourself a few moments now for your private meditation. Tonight when you go to sleep, you will sleep like a log all night long. In fact, whenever you put your head on the pillow and your intention is sleep, you will sleep like a log for the rest of your God-given life. You will wake up in the morning feeling absolutely fantastic and completely refreshed, knowing that this meditation has integrated and is one with your body, mind, and soul. You are focused, ready, and excited. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and you will come back into the room 20% with each count. So at the count of 5, you come back, room feeling relaxed, refreshed, and absolutely terrific. Coming back 1, feeling great. 2, feeling really relaxed. 3, movement returns to your arms and legs. 4, coming back in the room. And 5, eyes wide open. Welcome back. Take a big breath now. It's time to write down the space below any blockages, unresolved negative emotions, memories, feelings, or notes that came to you as we did the meditation on the chakras. We will tackle these in the next chapter when you learn the emotional freedom technique. Thank you.